Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi. What's going on, gang? How the fuck are you? It's a Tuesday. Welcome to Young Daddy. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing all right. Hope you're feeling okay, you know? A lot is going on with the pod, babe. We're doing a lot of stuff, you know? If you're a part of the Patreon, you know what's shaking. I decided it's time to stop being a disgusting, fat piece of shit, okay? So we started a little workout schedule on the Patreon. I wrote out all my quarantine goals, you know, things I want to get done during the quarantine. I welcomed everybody to write theirs down, and that way we can fucking hold each other accountable. So we're going to be checking in every single week. I decided Tuesdays are going to be two workout Tuesdays. Okay, do a fucking workout when you wake up, something in the morning, and then bang another one out in the evening. It doesn't have to be anything insane, you know, but I'm going to wake up. It's like 3:40 a.m. right now, but going to wake up 5 p.m. sharp, you know. I'm going to be up in the evening and hit the Peloton, do some fucking crunches, do some sit-ups, do some pushy pushes. You know, that's what we call push-ups in this house. You know, the classic pushy pushies. And, you know, then maybe take a shower. So that's gonna be how I start my day. For those of you, by the way, I saw, you know, Patreon's been dropping a little bit, and I'm reading the exit surveys, and it seems like a lot of people, because of COVID, are either temporarily unemployed, and people are like, I'm so sorry, but, you know, I'll be back soon, but my financial situation, totally 100% get it, guys. Don't apologize. Fucking take care of yourselves, you know. Get your chicken right, get your cheddar right, baby girl. And, you know, as my grandpa tells me, and, you know, no hard feelings, just, you know, make sure you're good. I do want to call out every single one of you pieces of shit who left the Patreon, starting with you. Could you fucking imagine? But just like, oh, that'd really make me the petty king if I really just like every person that left the Patreon, I just started calling them out. Want to give a special shout out to fucking Jennifer Trent. Jennifer Trent, 2 month subscriber, dropped out. Call me, Jennifer. We can't talk about it. What the fuck? How fucking funny would that be? No, but I do want to give a big shout out to the people who have joined the Patreon. Some of the latest are Tanner James, Ina, Shelby Nodder, McKenna Greaves, Joel Juver. That's a juvie. That's a Jewy little name. Kayla Wimmer. I'm probably fucking every one of these up. I rewrote it in my handwriting, and I gotta tell you, even I can't read this shit. I mean, when's the last time you wrote something down? You know, Emma Chesky, Mark Naismith, Marianne, Alexandra Yesteda, Jesus, Claire Kennedy, Alexandra, God, my handwriting is so bad. Lil Uzi Verse, I'm so sorry, people. Samantha Stuttered, Claire T, Brooke Akir, Lindsay Henning, Deanna Walters, B. Bleachmore, Una Singh, Hallie Adcock, and Angela Botto. Big shout out to all of you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the Patreon gang, for supporting the show. And write your goddamn goals in there, your quarantine goals, while we're locked up. Let's hold each other accountable. I know I'm fucking lazy and I could use it, but, and as always, if you guys have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Send it in. All right. And if you're part of the Patreon gang, include that in the subject. I'll know I could get to it quicker. That's the thing. The whole world is on pause right now. I was thinking about it. It's kind of like one of the only times in history where all over the world, everybody's doing like the same five things. You know, just the same fucking five things. We're at home, you know, we're masturbating, we're showering every 2 or 3 days, we're fucking eating, and we're watching shows. That's like all anybody's fucking doing, you know. Some people are working from home, and they're remote. There's some people out there doing deliveries, you know, shit like that. I had a guy I've been ordering delivery like every day for like almost every meal. And one of the guys came and delivered today, and he was like 65. And I was like, all I could think was, what the fuck is this guy doing? And instead of just like, you know, because now a lot of these delivery companies like Postmates and all that shit, they'll just leave it at your door. They'll just leave the food at your door. And which is cool. You know, you get buzzed in, you leave it at the door. You don't got to talk to anybody. You don't got to fucking, you know, put yourself at risk. But this dude was he was like 65 and he was like, hang on. He did not leave it at the door. He was like going through every fucking item on the receipt and shit. He was like, I just want to make sure that you got everything. I'm like, dude, you're going to fucking die. Go get on that bike and go home, man. What are you thinking? This is not worth your fucking life. But yeah, it's wild times. It's wild times out there. But you know what? That I'm hearing there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm hearing cases are starting to drop down a bit of this COVID-19. I think this means I'm not going to be allowed to eat panda anymore. I didn't want to have to tell you people, but I've grown quite the palate for a rare panda. And if this means that I can't eat that anymore, I'm going to be really upset. All right. Now, I highly doubt that bat consumption has even slowed down, because at this point they're like, fuck it. It already happened. You know what I mean? I wonder if there's a guy out there right now who just like the rest of us, you know, you're sitting on your couch, it's late at night, you're getting that craving. I wonder if there's a dude who's just getting a craving for that big, juicy bat that's sitting in his freezer, you know, right next to, you know, just a big, juicy bat. And it's on his mind. It's on his mind. He's watching Breaking Bad on TV, but all he can think about is Breaking Bad. You know, it's right next to that vulture's head in the freezer. It's just something delicious. No, I mean, guys, people, let's just stop eating fucking shit that's going to kill people. I mean, there's like viral videos going around of people fucking munching on turtles and shit. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of turtles in my life. Never thought that looks tasty. Not once ever. So that's kind of the thing about animals in general. I feel like there's no animal out there that if you see it in the wild, you're like, yeah, I should eat that. Like fish, you know? I've never seen a cow and have been like, yeah, I want to eat that shit. Chickens don't look tasty at all, you know? I love chicken. Chicken and fish are like my two. I don't really eat beef often. I don't eat pork often. Those are my two. But I tell you, if I was just a normal person, like, you know, in the early days, I would have never even thought to eat those. I wouldn't have thought, yeah, we can eat. I would have just probably been a salad guy. But I don't know. I'm basing all my knowledge of the old world on Game of Thrones. So I don't know how trusted I could really be with this shit. It's such a, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking today, and I will get the emails, people, don't worry, but you know, I can't do fucking stand-up anymore, so I got to work out these half-baked ideas on you people, all right? But I was thinking if God ever came back, you know, if you believe in a God, if he came back, I think today he would get canceled. You know, with the culture we're in. Like, he'd have a lot of explaining to do, man. Like, there's a lot of charges on God. He comes back, people are like, hey, you want to explain the deaths of, I don't know, everyone, the deaths of everyone ever. You want to, what's your defense there? I really think God would fucking, there's no way. He would have like 800 Twitter followers, and every person that followed him on Twitter would get called out for it. They'd be like, look at these pieces of shit who are following God. That fucking piece of shit. That's exactly how it would be. He'd be facing charges, you know? God would hire a Jewish lawyer. How fun would that be to watch? It'd be like the new OJ case. Just everybody's glued to their fucking TVs. God's just silently sitting there in handcuffs, you know? Meyer Lewinsky, his defendant, speaking up. You know what I mean? Guys, what do you mean flight risk? How are you, you know? He's an old man. He's millions of years old. He's an old man, and he lost his son. Is there any sympathy? You know? I just think that'd be hilarious to watch God just fucking using like a fake walker to limp into the courtroom and shit. You know, like fucking like Harvey Weinstein, just trying to get sympathy. That'd be really fucking funny to watch. I'm just saying, if God came back, I think he'd be in some trouble. I don't think this would all be flying. This would be the worst time to come back too. They'd be like, "What's up with this virus, dude? Huh? No vaccine?" He's like, "Well, a vaccine is at least 18 months away." And they're like, "Dude, you made everything in 4 days. You can't fucking come up with a vaccine. I'm just not as quick as I used to be." Oh, bullshit. Oh, that'd be some funny shit, man. Should pitch this to Netflix. Be like, God comes back and he gets arrested immediately. Let's do it. Let's work on it. Somebody's probably already done it. But yeah, how you guys feeling about the future of politics in this country? You notice somebody said to me the other day, they were like, Barack Obama should run as Joe Biden's vice president. I was like, are you fucking out of your mind? Obama was like such a, just so many ranks above Biden, you know, just as a person. It's like if a king decides to start working for the fucking, for the blacksmith. You know, and that's not, I didn't say blacksmith because it has the word black in it. It's just the only profession I could think of in kingdom days. You know, this is all Game of Thrones shit again. But that's the only way Obama would be able to run is Joe Biden's vice president, like as his running mate, would be if his platform was like, listen, he's going to die soon. How about another 4 years of Barry O? Huh? Change is going to happen quick. That used to be my plan. It's going to happen because he's got about a week left. I mean, the guy is barely putting sentences together. And I'll be back. How about that? 3 terms. That'd be the only way he'd do it. I just can't. I'm still shocked that we're running fucking Joe Biden as the fucking Democratic nominee. What a terrible idea. I haven't spoken to or have heard from one person that wants to vote for Joe Biden. I don't know one person that wants to vote for that guy. Like, the only people that he's crushing in the primaries, because it's like 50 to 70 year old white people, you know, or just older, or like 50 to 70 year old black folks, but older folks. And that's who he's killing in the polls with, because those fucking, you know, 50 year olds don't know who the fuck Bernie Sanders is. They have no goddamn idea. But yeah, it's just not in that, like, oh my God, I'm worried about Biden, man. I'm genuinely, I think it's cruel that they're actually running that guy. I mean, look at how many fucking sentences that guy fucks up in a week. It's fucked up. If I was like his family, I would really put an end to that. I'd be like, dude, you can't do this, man. Sit in this rocking chair and just fucking, let's paint something. How about that? Let's go for a nice walk, Joe. Come on, Grandpa Joe, what are we doing? I'll let you sniff that hair you like. Come on. What are you going to go out there and run for president for? There's so much hair to sniff here. You know, I'll let you gently touch my shoulders weirdly. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, just stay home, Joe. Come on. It's like fucking insane that they're running that guy for president. It really is. And Joe Rogan got into a ton of trouble. I mean, I use trouble in quotes. Listen, nowadays, like, I think all this cancer fucking culture, all this shit, it's all over. There's real problems in the world now, and all that shit, you know. No one fucking cares about your whiny bitching on Twitter about fucking, he didn't address my spirit correctly. Shut the fuck up. All right, how about you just shut the fuck up for a second? All right, people are dying. I'm not going to fucking worry. Oh, I don't even want to get started, you know. But it's really just fucking infuriating. But yeah. What the fuck was I even talking about? I don't even remember. I don't even fucking remember. But I'll tell you this. Oh yeah, Rogan. This is the thing. I say it myself. Oh, he's in trouble. And it's like, who gives a fuck? You know? What job is that guy going to lose? It's just a bunch of blue check marks on Twitter that are fucking butthurt. I can't believe he said this. And the thing is, normal people who are in the middle of the road, that are, well, you know, reasonable people, we can't even tweet our opinions on fucking Twitter and shit because we're worried about other people being upset with it, about these, you know, the fucking ultra, you know, the people that are so liberal that they're like extremists. They're like, everybody should be free, and I'm going to censor everything you think and say. It's, you know, those kind of fucking people. But I'm just like, I'm just leaning in, man. I don't give a fuck anymore. You're not gonna prevent me from saying the shit I want to say. But they were outraged that Joe Rogan fucking said, he was like, yeah, I think I would rather vote for Trump than for Biden. Because he's like, I don't think Biden is mentally capable of leading a country. And nobody, like, fucking spoke in the defense of him online. It was just a bunch of people attacking Rogan. But, like, yeah, I understand the sentiment he's expressing. You know what I mean? I get it. What he's saying is, like, listen, I don't care who it is. I'd rather have a person that is putting sentences together than a guy who's not and is going and saying weird fucking racial stories about guys named Corn Pop. You know, it's just, he's just a fucking weird guy. I would love to hear Obama's, like, unfiltered, you know, remarks on fucking Biden. I'm sure there's a weird story in there, but I'm sure there is one for, like, every fucking politician. They're all lunatics. They're lunatics. I feel like every kid has had that thought, like, maybe I'll run for president. We've had that thought as a kid, but imagine the person who actually was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking do it. Like, he tells himself every year, oh, yeah, I'm going to run for president. I don't know. They're all out of their goddamn minds. But, you know, we're here to talk about anal, people. That's what it is. Now, I had a hilarious fucking Instagram message just now that was like, well, make sure you're following the Instagram, folks. LEVFER. Go follow it. But it was funny. This girl was like, hey, just a quick question. When you do anal for the first time, should I do like a deep clean or should I just hope for the best? That wording to me of should I just hope for the best? That's so fucking funny. I honestly, that's such a tough question for me to answer because I don't know what, you know, if I've had anal sex, I don't know what the girl's routine was leading up to it. You know what I mean? But I assume you just hope for the best, you know? Do what you think is right. Do what you feel is right. But we got some emails here. If you have an email, send it to yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Send it in. We'll fucking talk about it. I got a couple queued up right here for you. This one is called Lusting in Quarantine. Everybody's fucking horny, baby. Everybody's horny off the rails these days. This one's, how's it going, Lev? Obviously, love the pod. That's why I'm sending this email. I started talking to a guy on Bumble a week before our city went to a stay-home order due to COVID-19. What's new? He had set up a cocktail date for us prior to the order that we had to cancel. No new friends during quarantine, apparently. We have continued to text and get to know each other over the 3 weeks we have been both holed up in our apartments, but the conversation has not moved into flirting territory. That's a little weird. You guys should FaceTime. Set up those FaceTime calls. Because I'm dying to start sexting with someone as quarantine has made me quite horny and want to move the conversation in that direction. Unfortunately, I don't have anyone on the bench that I could sext instead. How do I start this without scaring him away? Send a pic out of the blue? Ask politely? I don't want to blow this. Again, reaching out to get your expert opinion on the subject. Much love. Horny wall, hold up. You're hold up, all right. I don't know if I'm an expert on the opinion, but I'll tell you this. Why don't you just literally send one of those messages like, God, I've been so horny lately. Just do all. You got to understand that during quarantine, all rules are out the fucking window. Here's the thing. This is a rule that everybody's going to understand right now. All right. And if you agree, fucking share this on your Insta story. But listen, this is the fucking rule is that during COVID-19, you are allowed to be 30% to 50% hornier and flirtier than you were ever allowed to be. Okay? That's the fucking rule. You're allowed to send way more nudes. You're allowed to fucking send way more sex. It's all Monopoly money. It doesn't matter. nothing you do during quarantine that when it comes to flirting or sex or nudes can be used against you, all right? Unless it's some bullshit like you got on a fucking public bus to go fuck a guy. That's just insane, all right? Don't put people at fucking risk. But when it comes to your goddamn phone, do whatever the fuck you want, all right? Just let it rip. Fuck it. I would just open with that. I've been so fucking horny lately. That's what I would say. And if the guy like freaks out and that scares him off, instead of him replying like, "Oh shit, all right, let's get into this," then that might not be the guy for you anyways. You know what I mean? There's a pretty good chance you're not going to be dating this guy for a long time, given the circumstances here. This is all a time to work on ourselves. That's what this is. This is a great time. And I just love everybody doing that. It's like, no, we're all going to fucking get fat. And we're all, you know, this is all it is. That's all it is. But yeah, no, just why don't you just open with that? Or, you know, go on FaceTime and show a little fucking cleavage. It'll come up. That's all you got to do. Every time a girl shows a little cleavage on FaceTime, it comes up. At least with me, it does. You know, it comes up. We'll talk about it. I'll mention it. What's going on with the cleavage? What's happening? What is that? You know? So do that. I just think it's silly to be like, here's the thing, guys. You can't be like, I'm worried about fucking this up. Because whenever you're like that, when dealing with another person, you're going to fuck it up. All right? You got to just 100% be yourself. Do what fucking feels right. Trust your intuition and just fucking go for it. And if it doesn't work out, either reassess and be like, is that a thing that's just totally unacceptable? Or that person just wasn't for you. But to be afraid of ruining it, or that, fuck that, man. Fuck that shit. The whole point of us being on this goddamn planet is to A, show love to people, and B, try to get down to the truest form of you as you possibly fucking can. Get rid of all the filters. Be you. That's what you should try to do. So let go of that fucking fear of blowing it up. You're better than that. You're fucking better than that, Stacey. Let's do this one. All right, we're keeping the episodes shorter because of COVID, obviously. We're fucking, I want to run out of shit to talk about. Got to do this twice a week. All right, love you guys. Is my boyfriend on a different page than me? Hi, Daddy, I need some help. My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 months. We have said I love you, and I think we have maybe spent 4 nights apart since we've been together. We may have moved quickly. That is fucking insane. You've been together for 5 months. You think you've spent 4 nights apart since you've been together? What the fuck? All right, maybe it works for you. She goes, we might have moved quickly, but it's felt great. Overall, our relationship is great, and he's very reassuring about how he feels about me. We live in a large Texas city. His hometown, another large Texas city, is about 4 hours away, and there's really only one thing bothering me at this point. I've never met his parents. He's an only child, and while he hasn't seen them since we've been together, he's planning on visiting next weekend for 4 days, and I can't help but feel weird about the fact that he hasn't invited me. Before the corona madness, we were planning on going up there for his birthday anyways, so I feel like this is pretty strange. We've been quarantined together the proper amount of time, so I don't think this could be the reason either. He's met my family twice, and I can't get it out of my head. Does this mean anything? Am I thinking too much into it? Should I say something, or should I just let him go and not say anything? He's planning on moving back in September for work, but he's also been very insistent about me moving with him. So I'm looking into job opportunities there, and we've been very open about that. I just don't really understand what's going on. Thanks, Daddy. Okay, listen, bitch. Let's talk about it. Okay, put your fucking cigarette out because we're going to talk about it. Listen, it doesn't matter at all. That's my... just push this far out of your brain. It's so fucking irrelevant. The biggest form that should ever come out, and it's like, I'm... Here's the thing. As guys, like... We're not thinking about you meeting our parents. We don't give a shit. You know what I mean? We don't. That's not what we're worried about. We got a whole bunch of other shit going on in our heads. So it's not that. We don't fucking care. And he's not in his head going like, well, I met her parents twice, so it's probably time that I reckon that she should meet Gary, you know? Gary and Barb. It's no, he's not fucking doing that. It doesn't matter. When the time's right or when it lines up, you'll meet his parents. He's probably just mentally, this trip to him is him hanging out with his fucking folks. Also, it's like COVID times. People aren't bringing other people, you know, into their homes because nobody wants to put people's parents at risk. Shit like that. So this is so irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It sounds like you guys are heavily committed to each other and you got a great thing going, and stop looking for ways to fuck that up. All right. This does not matter at all. I promise you. I'm sure if this is supposed to work, you'll meet his fucking parents, and I don't even know why you want to. What's the goddamn point? What are you going to do, you know? Is it that fun to meet people's parents? Is that why you're in this? Who gives a fuck, you know? Focus on the big picture here. Push it out of your brain. And yeah, just, you know, it sounds like you guys are doing fucking great. Put that energy towards other shit. That's all you got to do. And, you know, that just fucking leave it out. But yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Share the episode, tell a friend about it, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes, join the fucking Patreon, you know, send us your comments or whatever the fuck, send us your emails and all that shit. And I love you guys. I hope you're doing well. I hope you guys are all doing all right. Hope you all figured out. I think we're going to be okay. So, I wouldn't worry too much. And, that's it, man. I'll see you guys on the Friday episode. Do some fucking exercise today. Jot it down in a journal. It'll make it feel real. I'm going to fucking crank it out today. So be ready. Be fucking ready. Get that shit. You got to be healthy during these times. It relieves stress, keeps your mind occupied. You're going to feel better. It's going to make you finally clean your fucking room. Clean your room, you dirty bitch. Just fucking do it, all right? Your room is falling apart. It's fucking falling apart. Every time I talk to a girlfriend, my room. There's a bat in my room. Just fucking clean your goddamn room. You'll feel better as a person. All right? And, yeah, I love you guys, man. I'll see you guys in the Friday episode. Cheers. Take care, guys. Thank you.